Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is 15 cities are targeted and it's going to be blamed on Hamas. So we know they had to have some kind of a patsy, somebody to blame it on, because the international bankers aren't going to stand up and raise their hand up and say, okay, we did it. They always have to blame it on somebody. They always have to have a patsy. So we'll start with this. Covert intel. Now, this came back to us from 2023, about a year ago. Well, a little under a year ago. From HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Covert intel. Operation Catastrophe. First time I'd ever heard of this. 15 U.S. cities attack to be blamed on Hamas. He says, today I received information claiming Operation Catastrophe is a plan for a 15 U.S. city attack. A false flag. Now, what's a false flag? That's what they use to cause a change. Okay, so the whole Hegelian dialectic says first you cause a problem, then you offer the solution, and the solution then gives you the change that you want. So if you want more tires to fix for your repair, your gasoline shop, then you throw some tacks out on the road a couple of miles away in either direction. That causes a problem. And then the people come in with flat tires, and that gets you more money, you see. So they cause a problem, and then that gives them the solution. Okay, let's go on. So he says, I received information of an Operation Catastrophe planning to hit 15 cities. Remember that. By Hamas. They're going to blame it on Hamas. They're going to blame it on what come across our southern border. And it's not what come across our southern border. It's what's been here since the days of the pharaohs. Call them Molochs. To trigger a controlled economic collapse and complete lengthy internet outage and war. He says 15 plus cities will be allegedly targeted. Airports, subway stations, banks will all allegedly be hit. One unverified source, but we're about to give you the verifications and dreams and visions, claims the following cities are allegedly among the targets, but this list is not verified. Well, again, we're about to verify a lot of the cities you're about to read here. Now, before we read the cities, let's finish reading. He says, another source of this information says, we are on a ticking time bomb. Assets are in place all over. And that's what the dreams and visions say. Actually, they were made in the 80s. They were shipped over here in the 90s. And they've been ready ever since then. Suitcase nukes. So, we're ticking time bomb. Assets are in place all over and will be activated soon. CIA allegedly is heavily involved. Oh, surely not. Those three-letter alphabet agencies, while they're all good Christian organizations trying to help us to keep free. Right? Do I have to answer that? CIA officer, blah, dun, 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 dun. He gives the name and I won't mention it. Previous known stations, he even names names. But here's what we're interested in the cities. Now, try to memorize these cities because I'm going to show you through this these same cities shown again. Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Santa Clara, that's one we don't have confirmation on, Los Angeles, San Diego, Arlington, Alexandria, Dallas, all major Florida cities, Houston, Raleigh, Philadelphia, Detroit, Denver, Chicago, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Seattle, Tucson, and Phoenix. Is your city on the list, or is that city next near you? If it is, then here's a very good thing for you to do. Go to empshield.com. Get you one of these. Put on your card. They also have another version for your house. Have video show you how to do it. It takes about 10 minutes. And if you use a promo code PROPHECY, it helps your Prophecy Club, but it gets you a $50 discount. PROPHECY is the promo code. Let's go on, though. Now, I did not, I've got 35 of these, so it's easy to miss, lose track of one once in a while. Matter of fact, I missed two of them in the program I did yesterday, which was an unfiltered program, so we didn't put it up on the platforms out there. You have to go to watchprophecyclub.com. It's free to watch, but we couldn't put it on the platforms. Watchprophecyclub.com. And it's almost an hour, and I list out, I didn't count them, but probably in the ballpark of over 30 of the 35 prophecies, dreams, visions, angel visits, and in case of one guy, an actual proof. Okay, so anyway, let's go on. But anyway, I skipped this one yesterday. Elizabeth Murray. In this dream, I was at a mountain resort and felt what I thought was an earthquake as my bed rattled. By the way, this is the only one I'm going to cover. I'm going to cover differently today. I'm going to give you a better understanding today, but I have to cover this one. The scene changed to the next morning. I went down to the lobby and crowds of people were standing around. I asked people if they felt an earthquake, but no one did or even cared. Then the receptionist called me over to the front desk and whispered, "There was an attack on the city from inside the United States." I realized it was an explosion, not an earthquake. Out of my mouth, I said, "There will be 7 more attacks." Okay, huh. Let's see. How many did one yesterday say there was? 8? Okay. Here's 7 plus 1. That would be 8. Further confirmation. The scene changed to later in the day. By this time, word had gotten out that the attack was in the city. People were panicking, running into their cars, but electronically locked doors, in other words, those that have a key fob, you push a little button to open the door, would not open. And some, and then none of the cars would start. I realized that an EMP blast had hit. I sensed it could involve many cities. It's going to probably be many cities, not necessarily 7 or 8. Now, as you remember, Doug Metzger, he was also shown, as a matter of fact, Dana Coverstone was also shown, cars won't start, I'm telling you. But if you have one of these guys in your car, the plan is this will take the EMP so your car still starts. And as the saying goes, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So in the land of nobody's car starts, if your car starts, you're in much better shape. Let's go on. Now, here's what I'm going to do today. So I read 35, well, I don't know, someplace in the ballpark, 35 prophecies yesterday, and you're probably like me, your eyes are going like this. I can't remember all that, okay? So what I've done today is I've kind of gone through and summarized those things. Bible says, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let a thing be established. So I've gone through here and put the major points, especially those points are in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, so that we can kind of get a grip on what we're looking at. Because according to the prophecies, it could, I'm not saying it's going to, it could start November, December, January, latter part of this year. Let's go on. So one of the headlines was victory. Trump sweeps the nation. Well, today in light of the things going on with Biden, that doesn't sound too far from the truth. Trump will return as commander-in-chief of the new Republic of the United States. That's the new name. So says the prophecy. Republic of the United States. Then Maurice Sklar, Dana Coverstone, Shane Warren says that the dollar falls in 3 bumps. 30%, 30%, 0%. And several other people, David Phillips and Jason Meeks, says it happens instantly. There's no warning. I mean, 1 minute, everything's fine. Next minute, everything is not fine. Also, that we're getting a new currency, and it'll be a new nation. Again, I'm saying, I believe the prophecies say that Trump does not come back as president. He comes back as commander-in-chief of a new nation, where he will be a dictator to purify and cleanse the nation, to drain the swamp, because that's what it would take. You know, as long as our president is limited, he can't really clean it. But the plan would be if Trump could come in as a dictator, as like Nebuchadnezzar, whom he would, he slew, whom he would, he kept alive, whom he would, he lifted up, whom he would, he put down. If he had that kind of power, then he could go through and clean the nation and then turn it back over to being a constitutional republic. Now, that's the plan. Will he do that? No, I don't think it's going to make it that far. I think that God has already assigned the judgment, and it won't make it. Okay, let's go on. So the dollar falls, boom, boom, boom. New currency. Then the prophecies say, not just one, but several of them say that there's going to be massive arrests. Massive, matter of fact, I heard while I was taking a nap one day, twice I heard it, massive arrests, massive arrest. That's what I heard, those words. And apparently what's going to happen is that two guys saw tanks literally rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue, going into the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and the White House, and bringing out the police and the guards. And then they went back in with handcuffs, and they marched people out that were the evildoers. And then they brought out papers and evidence that they were going to use for the trials. And apparently these trials are not going to be, you know, right to remain silent and all that sort of protection stuff. Instead, they're going to be military tribunals, so the prophecies say. And basically, they're not going to put up with any foolishness. It's like, you know, you're guilty, boom, there's justice. They're going to be handing out justice like an ice cream truck. Then some 85 to 35 suitcase nukes go off. Now, you remember that Benjamin Fulford was told, "We have ruled this planet for thousands of years and we'll destroy it rather than give it up." So what is going to happen is apparently Trump, as the new commander-in-chief of the new republic, does go into drain the swamp. And when he starts handcuffing people and bringing them out and putting them into military tribunals, and there is a cleaning of the house, then Molochs, the people that have, you know, been ruling this planet for thousands of years, stand up and say, "Oh yeah, just like we promised you. We've been ruling this planet for thousands of years, and we'll destroy it rather than give it up." So they pull out the suitcase nukes. Now, what happens there? Then there's going to be an emergency. People cold and starving. Essentially, there's three levels. One level was 9/11, took us down a notch. Two, suitcase nukes, but that's not the end. The end is when the Russians attack and destroy us in 1 hour. The cities. Now, this is an accumulation of all the cities that they say are going to be nuked. Maybe more, maybe less, but this is what the prophecies say, 17 of them. Los Angeles, New York City, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, Houston, Seattle, Orlando, Dallas, Atlanta, Denver, Miami, Boston, Philadelphia, Valdez, and Orlando, and maybe more. Now, Stan, what do you think I ought to do if I live in or near one of those cities? Well, I think number one, you need to pray. You need to ask God to show you what you need to do. Now, in my case, I live in the Dallas area. Am I moving? No. But then I've got preparations where I plan to be handing out the gospel and handing out food to a lot of people around me. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So if you live in one of those places, you best be asking yourself what you want to do. Let's go on. So part of the prophecy that I saw in a dream was a suitcase nuke will hit a bank. And this is going to be a regional bank. And it's holding the records to many of the people in America, and it will knock out the records and their backups. And as a result, that puts trillions of dollars into the hands of the bankers, and that's probably crashing the new currency, the new nation that has just now been formed, the new Republic of the United States. Again, this is based upon everything, based upon. This is the best picture that I can possibly paint for you. We're going to see swirls of gray smoke. As Coverstone said, dark gray smoke, dark gray snow-like stuff on everything. Electricity outages. Cars won't start. No gasoline. No electricity. Can't pump it out of the ground. You can suck it out of the ground, but you can't pump it out of the ground. Food shortages. Market crashes. Yields lost. In other words, we're talking about a market crash much, much worse. And we're talking about trouble much, much worse than 1939, than anything this nation has ever seen. Headlines from Coverstone said nationwide outages. That would be electric outages, no electricity. Nationwide outages plague the Southwest. Americans don't know who to blame for the darkness. Why? Because it wasn't sent by a missile. And according to the prophecies, it doesn't have a signature within the fallout that tells us what nation made it. So, I mean, pretty smart. They're pretty smart. But he also saw, many of them saw, Christians with hope, helping those who would accept the help, carrying the gospel. Now, let me just say something. if there were a, I will say it this way, a pre-trouble rapture, I wouldn't want to go in it. My heart is to win souls. I don't want to be zapped out of here. I know you say, Stan, you're crazy. I understand. But my heart is to be one of those spreading the gospel. Right now, people won't listen. Then we hear, I was driving down the road just yesterday. I looked in my rear mirror, and I thought all these people around me, most of them don't know Jesus. They don't know what's coming. And here's another thing. They don't care to. They are busy looking for a mate, looking for a job, looking for the next buck. They are raising their children. They are living their life. And they don't understand the whole point of this life is to decide where you spend eternity. That means the point of this life is to find Jesus. And so if they're just living their life, now a person in the eyes of a human would say, well, what's wrong with that? If they're, you know, trying to get married, trying to raise their children, if they're trying to get a new job, trying to pay off their bills, a person would say, again, in the eyes of a normal person, would say, what's wrong with that? But in the eyes of Jesus, he would say, here's what's wrong. Because they aren't paying attention to me. They aren't paying attention to the blood on the cross. They aren't thinking about where they're going to be spending eternity. So I'm going to have to reach down and grab them by the nape of the neck and shake them. And I have to shake them real hard. So hard enough to where they're going to start looking for their maker. And a lot of people that have been deceived by believing all of these other gods, a lot of those people will come to Jesus too. There's going to be a big come to Jesus meeting, not just in America, but around the world. So then that big question comes, when? Well, the truth is, I don't know. And if I did know, probably God wouldn't let me tell you anyway. He wants people to make a decision to receive him without him having to beat on them. But when the time comes, when they haven't made their decision, it finally comes time for them to get their whooping, them to get their judgment. And sad to say, it looks like it's pretty close. Coverstone said he saw November, December circled in January. Now, he wasn't told what's going to happen November, December, January. Then you go to Chris Reed. Chris Reed said also November. He specifically said about the election. So that rules out 2020. That also rules out 21, 22, and 23. So that means that at least Chris is saying something got to happen this November. He specifically was told, I'm going to read part of it here in just a second. Let's go on. So November, December 24 or January 25 could be a time to watch for. Another prophecy said it would happen before July 4, 2025. Also, another thing to watch for is nothing was moving at sea. Okay, so now let's go to Chris Reed, and this is the last part, but this is very important, ties a lot of things together. So March 9, 2024, Chris Reed had a dream. He says, the eclipse in April 2024 is triggering an awakening starting in April 2024 and last until July 2025. I was moving fast in time in the dream starting in April 2024 associated with the eclipse over Texas. It seemed Texas was pulled into this at the same time around April 2024. Metaphorically, a conception happened at this time and coincided with this eclipse, leading to some serious event now. Is that a serious event? Suitcase nukes? Is it internal revolution? Is it Donald Trump coming to be the commander-in-chief or the president? Or is it an earthquake? I wish God would tell us, but we are watching. That's what we do. We keep watching. Eclipse leading to some serious event happened in the nation before the elections in November 2024. Stan, do you think that's right? You know, Chris got some amazing things. And it sure sounds like God to me. Now, can I guarantee it's going to? No, I can't. I can't. So, we'll see. Okay, so let's go on to the next page here. This event caused absolute chaos and affected the elections in the U.S. in November 2024. As I've said, the left is saying in their heart right now, they're saying, look, Under no circumstances are we going to let Trump get in that office. And now, since the trial in New York, it's awakened the Christians, the patriots, the right, and they're saying, under no circumstances are you going to cheat and get away with it again. You're not going to stop Trump from getting in. And the left is saying there'll be blood, and the right saying there's going to be blood. So either way, there's about to be blood. Let me read that again. So this event caused absolute chaos and affected the elections in the U.S. in November 2024. It seemed like an epic October surprise, and pandemonium ensued. In the dream, I knew that President Biden had fizzled out and that they had tried hard to prop him up, like is going on right now. But this event, right before the election, caused a major division of America right before and during the election time. It intensified the division already in the nation to a very scary and intense level. Well, that should not surprise us, right? Then the dream shifted. I was in 1968, and I was given an old newspaper with a headline, Assassination of Two Major Leaders in the Same Year of Chicago Convention. Robert Kennedy Sr., Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr., who were both killed in 1968. The 1968 Democratic Convention was in Chicago, and it's in Chicago again in 2024. I knew that that was significant, but through all of the painful chaos in the streets, the economy, and on the news, America had a huge awakening of awareness of evil and corruption going on in America. Now, that could be have started, you know, with what happened in New York with the 34 counts. Okay, that could be part of it. And then the whole debate thing, that could be part of it. But it sounds to me like there's something more. Something more is about to be discovered. It was like most of the nation on the other side finally said, we can never let this happen again. We can't. I don't think that's just Biden and the debate. I think it's got to be something bigger than that. Then the dream ended, and at the end of the dream, it was July 25. He said, for some reason, July the 11th was highlighted on the calendar. Now, I know as I'm recording this, it's July the 11th. I don't think he's talking about this year. I think he's talking about next year. Was highlighted on the calendar. It seemed like most of the chaos ended in the nation, and things were starting to heal by July 2025. It had started in April, May 2024, and then concluded around July 2025. Time frame associated with the eclipse. It was a picture coinciding with a baby conception. There were 40 weeks of pregnancy, as with a human child. This pregnancy was with intense birth pains, gradually intensifying until the delivery. There were complications before and after the birth. Since the conception begins around April time, 9 months later, the baby knew the new nation of America was being born, the new nation being called the Republic of the United States. The baby new nation of America was being born. Around January of 2025, what's interesting is that's also about the time of the inauguration. But this baby was born, and the thing that happened right before the election was almost like it went into Braxton Hicks contractions. It seemed like these birthing time was then, but it was still very intense. It felt very real, and it was like the baby wanted to come at that moment. But somehow it was delayed being born like a premature baby before the election. When this bad event happens, it held off until January. So the birth is, as I said, was January 2025. Okay, it sounds good. It sounds good. If you take out those cotton pickings suitcase nukes, it sounds good. And I don't want the suitcase nukes, but I do want the souls. So since you got to have something bad to get people's attention, God knows, you know. And was placed in an incubator even after it was born for several months. The baby lived, and it was a beautiful baby, and the dream ended by me seeing this baby wrapped in an American flag, like in the maternity ward. The baby was laying like in the little beds with the name tags on top, and the name tag of the baby read, America. It was the rebirth of America, but I got a yawn there. So I think it's saying this can happen. It can happen if we pray. It can happen if a lot of people in America begin to repent and turn to Jesus, but it is conditional. That's the way I say it, it's conditional. It might not happen. I think in the eyes of God, God is saying, do you want suitcase nukes or do you want a new America? You're about to get one or the other. I pray it's not both. I pray it's not both, but it might be. So here's his comments. He said, the dream seems to portray an awakening starting in April 2024 with a significant shaking going on starting then, coinciding with a 40-week painful and dramatic pregnancy. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections and lasts for several months, ending with a new birth in January of 2025, requiring care in the incubator until at least July 2025. I want to believe this is good news. I want to believe that. So in summary, the dream seems to portray a shaking causing an awakening starting in April 2024. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections with a new birth in January 2025, requiring care in an incubator until at least July 2025. So if you look at that compared to all of his other prophecies, I think that's some of the best news I've heard in a long time. So what do? I suggest that you definitely get you one of these, okay? Definitely one of these, empshield.com, promo code prophecy. Also, I'd recommend you go to 800-200-GOLD. We know that the dollar's about to fall. So it would be like if you have $1,000 in your account, you wake up tomorrow morning, you have $700 in your account. And instead of maybe $3 a gallon gasoline, maybe it's now $4 or $5 a gallon gasoline, everything gets more expensive. And of course, Terry Bennett, Shane Warren was told that silver will skyrocket far more than gold. Joseph'sKitchen.com, I just had a slice of Joseph's Kitchen bread just before I started this program. I believe that wheat is what fed the world for 7 years. It is God's famine food. And if you want to eat in the trouble ahead, I'll send you to josephkitchen.com. You want to get, just go to them, check it out. They have all kinds of videos to explain. My suggestion, josephskitchen.com. So right now they're overstocked on red wheat. They want to get rid of the red wheat. So they're making this special. Buy one pail of red wheat and get another pail of red wheat free. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. Josephskitchen.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, one loaf of bread feeds one person for about a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, which means one bucket feeds one person for about 6 months. My suggestion is right down here. Get 8 pails, feed 4 people for about 1 year, and right now they'll double it. So if you buy 8, they'll send you 16 pails. That'll feed 8 people for a year or 4 people for 2 years. And it's nitrogen packed, so it's going to keep for lots and lots of years. Okay, how many we don't know. But even if you're not making it into bread, you can boil it and eat it like cereal or something like that. So my suggestion right here, josephskitchen.com. Get it while they're doing a summer blowout.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market divisible into 3 different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into three sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.
So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com, promo code is PROPHECY.